Gianni Moons. I am Josie, the Afro-Latina Regina George of witchery. Emphasis on Afro-Latina. And you are tuned in to the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. And I just drank some Red Bull, so I feel like I need to clear my throat. But anyway, today's episode is based on a topic that was brought to me that I found... I was speechless, kind of like I am right now, where I'm struggling for words because of the disrespect. Okay, and you saw the title here. Okay, so today's topic is about discernment. Discernment applies across the board to all spiritual practices. Okay, you will hear it oftentimes mentioned in Christianity, but it oftentimes applies to every type of spiritual practice and belief. Because there are weirdos, wackos, and today's topic, scammers, across the board, okay? And I talk to you about this often whenever I'm about to do a collective reading. And it's why I don't do collective readings on TikTok in particular. But today's topic is an important one. It is about using your so-called spirit guides, and I say so-called because I don't know what spirit guide you're actually dealing with, to scam people. And if you know anything about the actual practices of working with certain deities in particular, then you understand, those of you who really get it, that you don't disrespect them ever. It is the equivalent of disrespecting God, because your spirit guides are under God, not above God, under. And for those of you who don't believe in God, this message isn't for you. Okay, feel free to listen to another episode, etc. This is for people who believe in the divine, is how I refer to God. And please don't ever get it twisted if you're new here. There's nothing religious about me. I am a born witch, okay? And if you have never heard me talk about this because you are new here, I am a witch by blood. Meaning that it is in my actual bloodline, and my great-grandmother, who was an indigenous Mexican practitioner, is who I get my practices, beliefs, and I would say the reason why I'm so damn good. But we still have this strong belief in the divine. And that goes across many different types of beliefs and cultures, etc. People call God by many different names, and I refer to the divine as God. Same thing, because I understand the connection that I have. And also with that comes a great amount of responsibility. Those of us who have a natural ability, those of us where it was passed down to us and we have certain strengths when it comes to the spiritual community, have a responsibility to make sure that we are helping people not get scammed. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to, but I'm going to do everything in my power with this platform to at least try to help. Okay, so let's get into today's topic. There was one more area that I meant to add to the little updates, but I'll just go ahead and add this in now. I forgot to talk to you all about the ad placements. You may still hear ads when you listen to my show. And obviously I don't get paid much for them. It's literally a few cents. And I do mean, I think, less than 10 cents per ad. So if you want to support the show, all you have to do is listen to a portion of that ad. There's nothing I can do about it. So the best thing I can do for myself and my show is to just go with it. Okay, because my show has reached a level where ads are placed, so, and I'm gonna get paid for them, so I may as well take a moment to just let you know that I know they're there. And at first I was, you know, thinking that I could just be like, oh well, I just won't add them in, but that's apparently not the case. They're gonna add them in anyway, so they're in there. Thank you so much for taking the time to check any of them out. I do not endorse any of the brands because none of those brands have reached out to me directly. Okay. So none of that reflects anything that has to do with Lua Nova or me or the Luanova brand, nothing, none of the above, okay? I have to do these little updates kind of fast because I'm currently making noodles and I don't want them to boil over, but I need something to hold me accountable so that I'll go faster. Anyway, so we just had a full moon in Scorpio. It was also the pink moon. For those of you that may wonder, why is it called the pink moon? It has a lot to do with the region that you're in, and if it looks pink to you, it didn't look pink here. But the Scorpio full moon is a time, all full moons are a time to reflect, but Scorpio energy is about transformation. So it's a good time to focus a lot on the areas of your life that you want to transform. Some people were saying it's a good time to manifest money. Personally, anytime that we're still in a retrograde, like Mercury, that has a stronger effect on us because Earth is closer to Mercury, then I personally, just my opinion, think you should wait, because Mercury retrograde is will it be done by the time this episode comes out? I don't remember the date of this episode and when it'll come out, but it comes out Friday. And this is right before then, and I'm not looking at the calendar. Wait, you know what? Let me just look at my watch. Yes, actually. This episode will be out by the time Mercury retrograde is over. So, with that being said, I would wait for the new moon, because not only is that what this podcast is named after, but I know the real reason is because new moon energy is about starting new phases and new energy and a new cycle, which is why the new moon happens every month. So that's something you get to celebrate every single month. The next thing I want to cover is Peso Pluma and Anita. It's not so much them in particular, because they're both, from what I know, they are both single, allegedly, but it has a lot to do with the comments I'm seeing. And as somebody who is half Brazilian and half Mexican, I want to say to the Mexican girls who have an issue and are giving a little bit too much to Miss Anita, not too much, okay? Because I see your comments, and see, when a witch calls you all out, all of a sudden you get all nervous. But I'm calling you out right now, because not only are you not going to come for Miss Anita just because you don't know her music, if you don't listen to Brazilian music, that's perfectly fine. But that doesn't make her a nobody just because you don't listen to her music. Do you know how big Brazil is? I don't know how many times I have to tell y'all that, because I guess your Google doesn't work. But the whole reason why she was able to do songs with so many large Latin artists is because she is of the same caliber. Okay? But not too much on how she portrays herself, because if you don't know anything about Brazilian culture, I suggest you learn. Because a lot of what you're copying, you know, your BBLs, you know what a BBL stands for? Do you know what that acronym stands for? Brazilian. That's right there. That's right. It's right there in the name. Butt lift. Okay. Based on Brazilian culture. Okay. So what we are seeing is a lot of how she portrays herself is a lot of Brazilian culture wrapped into how she performs. It's not uncommon for Brazilian artists. Okay. So not too much on Miss Anita. And yes, she will be an upcoming Lua report. And I always find it so disgusting and gross when the Latin community attacks each other. That's odd. That's really weird. None of you even know this man. He's grown as hell and single. So get over it. You don't know him. You're not dating him. Nothing happened to you. You're going to be fine. Let's not base our own personal life based on somebody we don't even know. Okay, let's not do that. That's weird. And if I ever do Lua reports on celebrities, I'm very careful about what I say out of respect for that celebrity. Even if it's somebody who I'm not the biggest fan of and it was a request. And that's not to say that about either one of these artists that I'm referring to, because I am fans of both of them. But it's because I would want that same respect if somebody was doing an episode about me, okay? So I will never cover just the cheesement on an artist ever. That's not going to happen. I've said that before and I'll keep saying it. So it is always about the astrological or energetic side or spiritual side of this celebrity or what's going on in pop culture. Okay, so there's really nothing I can tell you as far as energetically between these two. If they start being a couple, I might do an episode, a Lua report, because I am a love witch. So I do specialize in relationships, and I haven't been talking much about them because I don't know what's going on. The singles are attacking each other, all races, all backgrounds, and I don't know what happened. But if you're not single like myself, then it's easy to just be confused because you're on the outside. And we've all been there. We've all had that, especially if you are on the younger side, if you're a millennial or Gen Z, or even, well, Gen Alpha, you're too young to date yet. But but Gen Z and millennials, you're grown. And we know what it's like to date in this day and age. And it's shitty. And I don't know, understand what's going on. You don't have to listen to Shira Seven, even though I think she's outstanding and funny. You don't have to listen to anybody. You know, you don't have to follow any movements. Although I think that the one that started in Korea, is it the 4B movement, is an amazing movement. And I 100% back women who feel that way. As a survivor of sexual assault and molestation myself, I 100% understand where young women and single women in general are coming from. I get it. And I stand behind you. And there's great men out there. You know, I know that it doesn't seem that way, but they really are out there. So the next thing that I want to cover is, I think I was asked this before and I don't remember if I mentioned it, so I'm going to mention it right now. Somebody asked me if I could talk about J-Lo's birth chart and what's going on with her and why everybody hates her. This is a year where a lot of truths are coming out in general. Pluto is currently in Aquarius. Pluto is the planet of transformation. It rules over Scorpio energy. So those energies combined tend to be very much about transformation. But Aquarius is the truth seeker and definitely tells it like it is, does not hold back, and does see life from a very different point of view than the rest of us. Sees things for what they are and says things that nobody else is going to say. Okay, so when you combine that Pluto and Aquarius energy, we're going to get a lot of truths, and it's not going to be pretty. Okay, Saturn is still in Pisces, and Saturn is also very much so, like I said, that fatherly energy, takes no shit, does not want to hear it, and it's currently in a sign like Pisces, which is very calm and loving and emotional. So those energies combined may be affecting those of you who have your Saturn in Pisces, or Pisces is in your big three, meaning your sun sign, your moon sign, or your rising sign. You can, again, get a free birth chart if you just Google it. You just Google free birth chart and you should be able to pick whichever website you want to go to and get one that way. Okay, so that's something I definitely recommend if you're wondering how all of these energetic things that are happening with the planets are affecting you, because they do. The same way that the Earth affects us, because we're on a planet right now, all of the planets affect us, including the sun and the moon. That includes the recent eclipse. That includes every time there's a full moon, every time there's a new moon. All of these things have energy, because what class? Everything has energy. That's right. So think about the size of these planets and these entities and why that would make sense, because they're huge. You know, there's their energy is big, just like Earth's energy. Okay. So the next thing that I want to cover as far as Noble Soul being an area that I want to incorporate is that I'm thinking that it might be its own episode next week. I might get into some pop culture stuff. Speaking of pop culture, I want to talk about the recent rap beefs. I did mention I don't listen to rap, but correction, I don't listen to male rappers. Very few that I listen to, okay? Very few. I can probably name them on one hand, and I don't listen to them now or on a regular basis. But with the female rappers, they are who I listen to on a regular basis, like, for instance, Megan Thee Stallion. So, and I'm not on anybody's team. I'm not against anybody. I listen to Nicki the same way I would listen to Cardi, and don't consider myself a fan of Nicki or Cardi. I just like their music. I do consider myself a fan of Megan, though, and hope that she comes out victorious in this recent lawsuit that came out. But she is an Aquarius, so actually she's doing just fine this year. Whether people like it or not, she could be just fine, because Pluto is in what? Aquarius. So She's going to be just fine from my point of view. And I don't need the tarot to tell me that. Speaking of the tarot, I want to talk briefly about when I did the Lua report on Peso Pluma. Something that came up that I did not add in, because I am a real tarot reader, is that there was something very dark that I saw. But you see, if a celebrity has not given me permission and has not said to me that something is okay to talk about, I'm not going to. So I did just want to kind of give that as an example. You know, if at any time I feel that way, I will cut it out of my show. Okay? Because it's really important that when I give a reading, that yes, it has to be accurate, but it also has to be ethical. I don't think that it's right to know that I've never had a conversation with this man. Don't know Peso Pluma. And he is not able to tell me, hey, it's perfectly fine for you to tell the whole world what you saw in those cards. Because like I said, I see whole stories. So I did just want to be upfront, because I feel like it's important as this show grows for me to be a little more personal with you all and tell you what's really going on in my mind and not just teach you different things. The next thing I want to cover is that I am going to be teaching once again how to write a petition, and this was a request. Now, there is an episode where I talk about how to write a petition. However, that was in season one, and I understand that, you know, you may not want to go back and find that episode and what part it was in, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm not offended. So what I will be doing is covering once again how to write a petition. If you're not familiar with a petition is basically, in layman's terms, a piece of paper, and you're writing this petition or this letter to the universe or your spirit guides, the divine, the deities you work with, and all of that is perfectly okay to do. Okay, that is, but I'm gonna show you once again how to do it. And I say once again, for those of you who are like, girl, you already taught us this. Like, this is a new season. I totally get that. But when I get a request, I don't have an issue going back over something when I see you all doing the work, and that's exactly it. You're trying to do the work here. So the least that I can do is contribute to that. So that has been this week's Lua updates. I feel like every single time I record Lua updates, something massive happens. So you're just gonna have to wait until next Friday for me to talk about it. If I missed anything that you wanted me to talk about, you can also start emailing me about that. Okay, now there will not be a separate email for that. So you can email me at the same email address, luanovapodcast@outlook.com. Tell me something that you want me to talk about. As you can hear, I am moving around my kitchen, so let me go before I burn these noodles. I want to go ahead and apologize now, just in case the Novel Soul / Lua Updates section was super long. It tends to be long because astrologically there's so much going on in the world, which of course means that it is affecting regular people. So there might be quite a bit to discuss. I'm not really sure yet because I haven't recorded that section yet. I don't record these in order. They just get put in order later. Okay. But today's topic was brought to me by a trusted loved one, somebody who has a connection with the spirit world that maybe they weren't so aware of before they knew me. And so sometimes they have questions, and I'm glad that they brought this to me. I'm glad that they brought this person to me. You see, recently I did see somebody mention, I saw somebody get dragged on TikTok, as they should have been, because she mentioned Oshun, and she was referring to a collective tarot reading that she was doing. And so before I even get to the tarot reading, which will be at the end of the episode this time, I'm going to discuss something once again that many people don't get when it comes to tarot. Everybody does not have the gift of tarot. Everybody has spiritual gifts, but it may not be tarot. We can all read tarot cards for, like, as far as the basics go, the same way that you can read a deck of cards and you know what they are. And in fact, that is the original tarot deck. But when it comes to connecting with deities, you have to be very careful about what you say. When I do a collective reading, there are sometimes deities that I work with that pop up. However, the reason why I don't mention them is because the connection that I have with them privately is my own connection, and it is very sacred to me. And so those of us who are the real practitioners, the real deal, where me, myself, it comes through my actual bloodline, it is baffling to us that people just so blatantly disrespect deities and their own spirit guides, their ancestors, etc. These beings, these deities, these spirit guides, whatever, have been put here to protect us. That's what they're here for. The same way that you have been taught that guardian angels are here to protect you, it is the exact same thing. And many people also work with guardian angels, okay? So you wouldn't disrespect an angel, and the idea of that sounds foreign to you. So it is no different than when you work with a deity, okay? So we don't all connect with all deities. For instance, I am a Virgo, so you would think that I would have this strong connection with Persephone. However, I tend to not connect well with certain types of deities. I'll put it that way. I'm going to leave it right there. And the connection that I have with Oshun is extremely private. It is not something I will ever discuss on this show due to ignorance. And so it is also why I don't discuss a lot of my connection with La Santa Muerte. And the reason why I have always said her name in Spanish and not Portuguese is because of her roots. If you look her up, you will find out exactly what I am referring to. I'm not going to get into a long history of La Santa Muerte because that's not what today's episode is referring to. It is referring to disrespecting deities, and your spirit guides, and thinking that they're here to work with you on some chisme. That is not at all what they're here for. And so whatever it is you think that you're connecting with is not actually the deity that you think it is. Now, there are all kinds of trickster spirits. This is something that, unfortunately, people don't know much about. And so they think that you can just easily summon a demon, etc. That's not really what I'm referring to whatsoever. What I'm referring to when it comes to trickster spirits are spirits, because not all spirits are good, that are literally here to make you think then maybe you are working with the real deal. You see, as somebody who has had a strong connection with La Santa since I was a child, I can tell you firsthand, she doesn't give a shit when it comes to chisme, especially on some TikTok influencer. So what was brought to me was that there is a so-called La Santa Muerte devotee who not only does she charge people to give offerings to La Santa, but when she does her readings, which this person, this loved one, showed it to me, she will say that, you know, La Santa Muerte is telling her certain things, etc. But it was about TikTokers. It was about some chisme. It was the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life, and the amount of disrespect blew my mind. Let me tell you something. Whenever you want to give an offering, it doesn't have to be money. Your spirit guides are here to guide you. That's why it's right there in their name. They're here to guide you. They're here to have your back. They're here to love you. They're here to even talk to you. And the divine has put them here. Just like, whether it be a guardian angel, La Santa Muerte, etc. It could be another indigenous spirit, etc. There are so many different types. Sometimes mine speak up at random, like St. Jude, just to give you an example. They're all different, okay? They're here to guide you and have your back. And so those of us who understand that would never disrespect them, because it is the equivalent of disrespecting your own mother or father. Okay, now I'm talking about those of us who have healthy relationships with their parents. I would never disrespect my mother like this. I would never say, oh, well, my mother is going to take that offering, so go ahead and give it to me. What? Absolutely not. But I'm going to teach you all something really quickly about offerings, and maybe in the future there will be an episode on it. I'm not sure. But you see, when you give an offering, it is from the heart. It doesn't have to be money. It doesn't have to be a certain amount. and you never have to go through a practitioner whatsoever to give an offering. That is not how that works, ever. Okay, now I understand a lot of people are overcoming Christian ideology. They are overcoming a lot of Christian trauma. And so I'm going to speak on that really quickly, where you were taught in the church that you had to give 10% of your income. That is not how that works in the spiritual community whatsoever. If you want to give 10% of your income to your deities, that's fine. But I want you to know that they don't care. That they are not, there's nothing they can use it for. Okay, they go beyond man-made money. And so you give with your heart, you give to say thank you. And anytime that you are working with the spirit, you should be giving them something, you know. La Santa actually likes candy. So if you are somebody who does not have a lot of money, give her some candy, give her something from, it could be from Dollar Tree. It could be, if it's handmade, they're likely really going to love it. Some time ago, I have made handmade things for certain deities. And I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get into that too much. But for La Santa Muerte, she actually has on the altar that I have for her a witch's broom. And whenever I was going to move it somewhere else, I felt this strong feeling from her of, no, I really like that. Leave it. And so that's kind of how offerings work, is that you have to learn to listen to them. And you also, with that comes a certain level of respect back and forth. They respect you, you respect them. And so this particular TikToker was talking about two other TikTokers who I guess have some kind of drama going on. I don't know and I don't care, because the people she was referring to are the kind of people where you're like, why is this person even famous? What are you famous for? You have nothing actually interesting about you. You had a few catchphrases that I guess went viral and that's why you're famous, but you don't have any real talent. You know, you have the talent of being able to click on live and embarrass yourself, I guess. However, if us as humans, us, especially those of us that are grown, don't care, I would love to know from the mindset of somebody who thinks like this, what makes you think that any deity would care about some silly little cheese man between some 20-year-olds? What does that have to do with anything that's important? You see, if I'm ever doing a reading, and I actually have a Santa Muerte tarot deck, I've used it in readings before. If I ever pull out that deck, that is when I'm connecting with her in particular. I actually do have an Oshun deck where she is in the deck, but I don't use it. It's just an offering. But the Santa Muerte deck is actually a deck I hardly ever pick up. That means that there is something that is very important that I feel I need extra help with explaining to somebody. However, in a reading of any kind, you don't ever contact your ancestors or spirit guides, deities, etc., or the divine to help you relay some chisme to a bunch of people that don't know the first thing about the spiritual community. Because you see, they're going to eat up whatever you tell them. That's what I'm trying to help you all with, is to not allow that, because it's bullshit. You will also notice that a lot of these fake readers, they never ask for consent. I noticed that in this video, she at no point actually contacts these two TikTokers to ask for their consent. She at no point asked for La Santa Muerte's consent to speak on anything. This is why I said in my collective readings, you will not hear me say this particular spirit guide said this to me, because I have not asked their permission to say that. Okay, I'm not going to. Because I feel like if they want me to say, hey, I'm the one who said it, if St. Jude at any point is like, actually, I want you to make sure that they know that that message came from me, then I'm going to first say out loud to you, I am asking for St. Jude's permission. I am going to wait and I'll talk to you about it next episode. However, never ever am I going to just start reading without any sort of consent for you or any sort of consent from whatever spirit guide I am getting a message from. I have gotten messages from my own ancestors. I have gotten messages from that person's spirit guide. And the difference is that when I'm doing a personal reading, I will say, hey, sometimes your spirit guides are going to come through. I'm letting you know that so that you could stop me and say, hey, I don't want to know. I don't, that creeps me out. I don't actually want to know that. That scares the shit out of me. Let me know that. Okay, you all know I don't do personal readings anymore, and this is exactly why. Because there's so many scammers out there that it's like you are trying everything that you can to muddy up the certain spiritual practices that are extremely sacred to us. Okay, but I hope that I get through to you all. Do not just start giving your money away. Do not ever give somebody money to give an offering to a deity that you can give an offering to, and it doesn't have to be money. If you are starting to work with any sort of deity, you don't have to have some massive altar. I actually have condensed my main altar to a very small one because I did not want all of my altars taking up as much space. Now, certain deities like La Santa Muerte are, if you have a strong connection, then they may have their own altar. That is your business, okay? And that is up to you. And maybe I will explain to you how to start an altar or how I did. There are many different ways. And that is, again, up to you. Your nightstand can be your altar, okay? You can have what's called an altar that you carry with you. I've seen people do this with Altoid cans. I've seen people, I'm sorry, Altoid tins. You can do it inside of one of those little boxes that looks like a book. And it's not actually a book. It's up to you how you decide to do that. But whenever you are having certain connections with your spirit guides and you're not afraid, you know, for instance, you know, if an angel comes to you and you know of the type of angel that it is and you want to work with it and you give it an altar and et cetera, it has to be when you're ready. And it can't be based on somebody else's beliefs. It cannot be based on what other people are telling you is best for you. And when it comes to tarot reading, if it's something that you are new to, I need you to understand that you are opening up a whole other world of spiritual practice and spirituality that you need to really be prepared for. And before you just start reading for other people, you need to understand the importance of consent. You need to understand the importance of not disrespecting your own spirit guides, because will you get any sort of backlash? Absolutely. I can't tell you how. I can't tell you what your spirit guides will do. They may just stop working with you. They may punish you in some way. That is between you and your spirit guides. You know, mine will definitely let me know if they don't like something. And if you're familiar at all with La Santa Muerte and you're not ignorant and you actually have done the research, then you understand that although she is not any of the stereotypes that you have seen, like any other deity, she's not to be disrespected the same way that you wouldn't disrespect your own mother. So have some respect and be careful what you say, especially on a social media platform that can be seen by anybody. I'm glad that that was brought to my attention. People like that, I immediately block, because you're not about to, you know, for instance, copy off of my work, because those are the type of people who do. You're not about to, you know, try to lie to me in my DMs. For instance, if I come across your stuff and I ask you a question, you're not about to lie to me. And also, I don't want that kind of negative fake energy on my timeline. So I recommend, just me personally, to block bullshit like that. But that has been today's lesson. Let's get to the collective reading. You know the vibes. Let's talk about the pink unicorn in the room, which is my disclaimer. A collective reading is meant for a collective audience. I, at the time, do not do personal tarot readings. I don't know if I will in the future, but at the moment I don't. Therefore, when I do this collective reading, I am connecting with the energy of all of the Lua Nova listeners, okay? And I mean the real listeners, not those of you who aren't even subscribed, etc. I mean the actual Lua Nova listeners, okay? So, with that being said, this reading is for who it is for. If I do not have your consent to read your tarot cards, please fast forward right now, okay? I only read tarot cards with consent. I am also very careful about what I say because this is not a personal reading. And sometimes when I pick up on certain energies, I don't have that person's consent because I do actually see whole storylines for people happening. I don't have your consent. So I need to in order to say certain things because that's what a real reader does. We are very careful about what we say because we understand the energy behind it, okay? The energy is not the cards themselves. The energy is us and our abilities, etc. Okay? I don't shuffle any particular amount of times. And I only do a one card reading when I'm doing a collective reading, unless more than one card pops out. I also do not read reversals. Okay? Reversals mean the card is upside down. That's it. I do check my deck for that. This deck in particular is only used for my podcast. I really don't use it for anything else. And I shuffle as many times as I need to until I feel drawn to the card. Okay, and a lot of time they stick together because I use a lot of Florida water. And so your card this week, Luanova's, is the Ace of Wands. Okay, so this message is for those of you who are trying to get out of a rut. I'm picking up on somebody who needs to get outside. And although I pick up on male energy, that could just be mean divine masculine energy. It could be that you need to tap into your divine masculine energy, or this could be for male listeners in particular, or certain male listeners in particular. But you are feeling really stuck. Maybe you sit in a boring cubicle. Maybe, you know, you no longer get to work remotely, so you're just sadly staring at that gray cubicle and ready for 5 o'clock. And there is this sense of wanting to get back out there and do what you used to do. And I keep saying a bike, but it doesn't mean that you're biking. It could just mean you're somewhere where there's other people biking, like a park. It could mean that, it could even be one of those big parks, etc. But you're somebody who you need to get outside. Okay, you need to get some sun. And as somebody who for too long avoided the sun, I try to get as much sun as possible, and I try to get outside even when I don't want to. Even for me, where everything is spread apart here in Texas, that means just getting in my car and driving up the street just so that I can get some sun on the days that I don't go to the gym. You know, for me, that's my one way of how I do it. But either way, I'm asking you to actually get a little bit active. Walking, just doing something that you enjoy, even if it's just for a very short amount of time outdoors, okay? And I don't care if you take your walking pad and you put it on your balcony, or you put it in your backyard for a little bit, if you can do that without it getting messed up. I don't care if you are just, you know, walking your dog. Either way, which those of us who have a dog know that that means that you're going to go outside a few times a day. You need this energy. You need that vitamin D. You need the energy of the new sun, because it is going to cause a certain level of creativity that you think you lost. You've always had it, though. We're all creative in different ways. It's not the same for all of us. It's not, being creative doesn't mean you're great at drawing. It could, for you, mean you're creative at, you know, being an electrician. You know, you do things in a way that nobody else thinks of. That's very creative, okay? And it brings back a level of enthusiasm for your day-to-day life that you think you've lost. You haven't lost it. It's just kind of asleep right now, okay? And so I see that once this starts happening for you, that there's a great deal of easy manifestations that come to you that aren't even necessarily big. It could be something, you know, very small, like you all of a sudden keep popping up on, you know, people giving you gift cards, or you start doing better at work. Things like that. Just little manifestations are going to happen for you, because now your whole energy completely shifts. And what happens when that when you change that mindset, or you start getting a little more active, is that it's circulating this happier energy about you all together. Okay? And so that's something that I'm feeling
And for whatever reason, I keep getting that it is more masculine energy that you're really needing in your life. So if you're selling some cars, get off from behind that desk. Take a day off. I know, I understand that you have a quota, but you can take a day for yourself, okay? So that is my reading for this week.
Obrigada, new moons. Obrigada means thank you in Portuguese. Always take a moment to say thank you to yourself for showing up and being there for you. Because if you can't do that, then you're not going to be able to be any good to anybody else. So a very special muito obrigada to all of you for tuning into the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. Now, with the politicians in the United States being more concerned about TikTok than they are about gun control, women's rights, you know, basic health care, things like that, then what that means for us is that we need to always be prepared to have a backup. This is my backup, Lua Nova. So if you ever want to connect with me and you can't find me on Instagram, my account is still there, I just won't be using it, then you can always email Lua Nova at luanovapodcast@outlook.com. I do answer questions. I tend to just answer you right then and there. I always say that I'm going to have an episode on it. And I kind of just want to be able to address you right then and there so that you're not waiting around and waiting for an answer. I do also want to address the scammers and people selling stuff. Don't you dare have the audacity to get your feelings hurt when I do finally reply to you after you've sent me 10 emails and say to you, well, not only do I know you're a scammer, not only am I about to reverse this energy back to you and fuck up whatever it is that you thought you were about to do, but I am blocking you. And so I've had to block two people recently who just kept emailing over and over trying to sell me shit that I don't want for my podcast. Okay. So if you're trying to sell anything, don't. If you actually want to work with Lua Nova, then you can absolutely email me. That is very different. That is my business email. However, if you are just trying to sell something because you want me to use your product for, you know, and when I say your product, I mean audio wise for Lua Nova, no, thank you. Absolutely not. Okay. If you are not actually talking about any real business, stay out of my inbox. You will get blocked. And emailing me from different email addresses will not be a good income, a good outcome for you. I hate to tell you. I hate to be the one to break it to you. But you can reach me there. And at the moment, while TikTok still exists and it hasn't morphed into something else, I hope it does, though. For those of us who love TikTok. I want to also say muito obrigada to TikTok because it is why my podcast has grown the way that it has. And you can still reach me on there for now. My username is Josie the Mustang. It will pop up as the Afro-Latina Witch because that's me. And you'll see my picture. And if you follow me and you want me to follow you back, you just have to let me know. I have recently followed back some listeners who actually told me, hey, can you follow me back? Absolutely. I love to interact with the spiritual baddies in particular. So thank you to those of you who are the witches and the spiritual baddies who actually interact with me. I absolutely love that. I am an interactive follower. So if I see you reposting and posting things that are funny, I always give everybody likes. I like to actually, I'm not that ghost follower who's just watching everything you do and never liking anything. That is such hater energy. And that is not me whatsoever. I am always going to show support. And if I see you're a ghost follower and you never like anything and you're just watching everything I do, yeah, you're going to get blocked. But I will talk to you all next weekend. Please have a very safe weekend. Ciao.